This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. National Human Rights Commission urges its government to implement report on human rights violations during Gen Z movement. Muslim community celebrating Bakrid across the country. Government to unveil budget for next fiscal year tomorrow. And U.S. strikes Iran for second time in 3 days amid fragile ceasefire. Global oil prices jump again. Now the news in detail. The National Human Rights Commission has urged the government to implement its investigation report on alleged human rights violations during the Gen Z movement held on the 8th and 9th of September last year. According to Commission spokesperson Dr. Tikaram Pokhrel, the Commission has recommended legal action against individuals found responsible for human rights violations during the protests. The report recommends enacting a new law to initiate action against former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhuk, and former Communication Minister Prithibi Subbagurung. The Commission has also called for further investigation into the release of Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani from Nakhu Prison during the protests. Likewise, the report recommends investigation and action against senior officials of the Nepali Army, Nepal Police, Armed Police Force, and other security agencies involved at the time. The National Human Rights Commission has also sought investigation into statements made by several social media influencers before and after the protest. The report was made public during the Commission's 26th anniversary program yesterday. The Muslim community across the country is celebrating Bakrid today with prayers and exchanges of greetings. Devotees gather at mosques, including the Nepali Jami Masjid and Kashmiri Masjid in Kathmandu, to offer special prayers. The government has also declared a public holiday on the occasion today. President Ramchandra Podil and Vice President Ram Saiah Prasad Yadav have extended greetings to all Muslim brothers and sisters, wishing happiness, peace and prosperity. In his message, President Podil said festivals help strengthen national unity, mutual brotherhood and social harmony in Nepal's diverse society. The government will present the budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2026-2027 at a joint meeting of the House of Representatives and the National Assembly at 4 p.m. tomorrow. Speaker Dol Prasad Oriel has asked lawmakers to be present in the meeting before 3:45 p.m. since the promulgation of the Constitution in 2015. Just 15th as per Nepali calendar has been fixed as the annual budget presentation day. The day also marks Republic Day. The fifth meeting of the Nepal-Switzerland bilateral consultation mechanism concluded in Kathmandu yesterday, reviewing overall Nepal-Switzerland relations and cooperation. According to the Foreign Affairs Ministry, both sides appreciated the long-standing friendship and reaffirmed commitment to further strengthening bilateral ties and cooperation. The meeting also coincided with the 17th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Nepal and Switzerland. The two sides also exchanged views on regional and global issues, including climate change and multilateral cooperation. The Central Investigation Bureau, CIB, of Nepal Police has seized important documents from the state-owned Dairy Development Corporation, DDC, in Lanchur for investigation. CIB spokesperson, Senior Superintendent of Police, Siva Kumar Shrestha, said a CIB team took some documents under control yesterday as part of an ongoing investigation. He said details of the matter would be clear only after the investigation is complete. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The United States military has carried out fresh strikes in Iran, targeting a military site in the port city of Bandar Abbas. The BBC cited U.S. Central Command as saying its forces also shut down four Iranian one-way attack drones near the Strait of Hormuz, claiming they posed a threat to maritime security. According to the command, the Bandar Abbas site was struck as it was preparing to launch another drone. Iranian media reported explosions in the eastern part of the city. The strikes come during a fragile ceasefire between the two sides and ongoing negotiations aimed at rather ending a months-long conflict that has disrupted shipping in the Strait of Hormuz and pushed up global energy prices rather. This is the second U.S. strike in 3 days, with Washington saying the actions were taken in self-defense and are intended to protect its forces. Meanwhile, Al Jazeera, citing Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, has reported that Iran has launched an attack on an American AWACS in retaliation for the Bandar AWACS strike. The IRGC also warned of more decisive action if U.S. aggression continues. Kuwait's military said its air defense has intercepted hostile missiles and drones but did not specify their origin. Meantime, global oil prices have risen sharply after the United States carried out new attacks on Iran. Brent crude rose by 3.75% to $97.83 per barrel, while U.S. crude increased by 4% to $92.22. Around one-fifth of global oil and liquefied natural gas supplies usually pass through the Strait of Hormuz, making the region highly sensitive to any escalation in conflict. Oil prices had already been volatile since the conflict began, with Brent crude previously surging to around $120 per barrel before later falling to nearly $70 on expectations of a possible deal to reopen the strait. The latest attacks have again unsettled markets after prices had dropped early this week on hopes of easing tensions. Israel's military says it has carried out fresh strikes in southern Lebanon, targeting what it described as Hezbollah infrastructure. According to the BBC, social media videos from the city of Tyre show dust-covered residents gathering around collapsed buildings following the attacks. The Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, had earlier urged residents to move north of the Jarani River about 40 kilometers from the border, warning it would act with extreme force and accusing Hezbollah of repeated ceasefire violations. Hezbollah has accused Israel of violating the ceasefire and said its fighters clashed with Israeli troops on Wednesday. The evacuation order issued on Wednesday was the latest since the ceasefire began on the 17th of April, covering around 14% of Lebanese territory. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions in Koshi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, including the remaining Himalayan and hilly regions. While the Tarai region is likely to see partly cloudy weather, there is a possibility of moderate rainfall, snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places of the country. Hot day conditions are likely in the Tarai region of Sudhir Pashchim and Lumbini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National Human Rights Commission urges government to implement report on human rights violations during Gen Z movement. Muslim communities celebrating Bakrid across the country. Government to unveil budget for next fiscal year tomorrow. And U.S. strikes Iran for second time in 3 days amid fragile ceasefire. Global oil prices jump again. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.